Beginne kann da mit sagt es beim Zeder Pay auf beginne mit basic test mal so du was du mach der call am the grease aber der maschen that if you lose the security of it myself so then you lose the money period in other words lakach moy the gabliaza the reason why was agrees from the hamba shloi bishas halbasa because it wasn't taken at the time of the loan and the Tais explains so vokani mashkin. So he acquires the mashkin, so therefore the lender is losing his own debt because it's his own mashkin, it's his own money that he's losing. And then Tais comes to explain, says Vishtar Danakad. So why are we mentioning that Les agrees in the situation that the loan was in the document? So it says truthfully loved up, because it's not precise. A lamer is just coming to say the Irish Libashalvasai that's talking about that this mashkin was taken. Not at the time of the loan, because the kivin sha'asa shtar, since you had to make a document, so mestama loy lokach mashkin b'shal salva, so we could presume that probably he didn't take it at the time of the loan, because he wouldn't need a document, because he would have the mashkin for a collection. Adach again, so must have been, it was only till afterwards, but that, and that's the main salient point according to Tesis. Avoresha, the pligi, but in the case of the resha that the blessed distributed with Kiva, when the mashkin is lost, that's hanyu b'shah salva. That's because the security was taken at the time of the loan. That then he holds that then the mashkin is not acquired to the malva. Now ulamai the mokila the pligi of Derb Yitzchak. This is the Gemara continues to explain the machlik to Lezner Kiva and the halacha of Yitzchak that the creditor acquires the mashkin. Now, which the Gemara wants to say that Kiva says that the Malva loses his chayv when he loses the mashkin because he holds a kibitzchok, the mashkin is acquired to the Malva, but as well as the potter, because he doesn't hold a kibitzchok, the mashkin is acquired to the Malva. Therefore, he's potter when he loses the mashkin. So Tais explains that Hayesavar, the Gemara thought, there bitzchok ari, the bitzchok must be talking about apeshasalva, even during the time of the loan. And because that's how we explain that's the case that they disagree about, which is during the time of the loan. Blaza Poligalo and that Blaza is disagreeing Baha on this point. Avol the safer, but the case the safer, the Irish, like we said, Maida the Kani then agrees that he's acquiring the mashkin. And the reason why the Gemara entertained this is because the Ikakra, the Lachoti Yitzdaka, the primary point of the pasuk l'chatzi tzedakah, which is regarding giving the security back, Irish l'bishas halva, is talking about not during the time of the loan, and that's associated with Yitzchak halacha. So it's regarding that point, l'bishas halva, meaning the sefer that was talking about that the malva, the Reb Lezer agrees that the lender loses when they lose the mashkin, since in such situation, according to everyone, the Bachayv would be kind of the mashkin. We're saying Reb Lezer does not disagree with it, because really the source of Yitzchok, the Bachayv is kind, is from that Pasuk Tzedak, which is Shlibish Asalva, which is the case of saying, oh, he would agree to that. He just doesn't disagree, like we said, when it's Bishas Allah. This is for the Vapesh Akunjus. Now, according to what Rashi says, the Pirish that he explains in Shili Shuas of the Yom, and the Perik Shuas of the Yom, Shuas of Dalman Aleph, says that, he explains that what's the pshat in the sefer that Lez agrees to Rebbe Kiva. It says the Mishum Shtar, it's because of the document, not like what Tais is saying. That's why Marjab Lez is a sefer. That's how he agrees in the case of the sefer that the lender loses that if it loses the mashkin. Because of Mishum Shtar, it's Mishum going to be collecting the mashkin, and it's not just like as, the Kima the Yesh Shtar. L'shem mashkin kibul. So if you have a document, that means to say that, oh, the reason why you have the security is for the purpose of being security, and like as if you acquired it. But this is according to the Ramba Amma, and it's not just like, oh, just as a way of remembering commemoration. Therefore, that's how Rashi explains why he disagrees in the case of the, he agrees in the case of the safe. Because you're right, then it is his. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder, because the Iber Reisha, every time in the case of the Reisha, loy nokon mashkin, the only reason why he has the security is according to the Ramba Amma, is only as a way of remembering, and therefore he has not acquired, and therefore he's not losing coin to Beleza. Should like a star, and the reason why, how he knows, is because he doesn't have a document. So, Mken, if that's the case, my Layyah Mashma, Layyah Mashamit, so then why wouldn't it cancel? Meaning, that if according to Beleza, when there's no document, the mashkin is only for the current Dvar Ba'amah. So why did the Gemara say previously that if you lend, that if the lender took a mashkin that has the value like the value of the chayv, so Shvi is not going to mishamet the chayv according to everyone. The Gemara they bring that if the mashkin is only its current Dvar Ba'amah, then the Shvi would be mishamet the chayv. So the question is, according to Beleza, so am I leaving mishamet? A fellow shava mashkin can negate moisav, even if it's worth the value of his money. Kibash moisav, like some of the gemara that mem says himself. They chloi nukin el zekaran bram ba'alma. That if you didn't take it as real security, just as a way of remembering, the mishamet that it cancels. But also mashma, there it sounds like the im shava mashkin can negate moisav. That if the security is worth the value of the money, lekulam ain't a mishamet. That doesn't cancel. The question is why? It's less current bram ba'alma. That's one question. But another question on Rashi's pshat is, my kamar. And the Bach has in the words machmarta. Why is the Gemara say, oh, it's clear that must need machmarta or the other way or order? The loy that the Gemara comes out that a Mishnah doesn't hold like a Beleza. Because the Mishnah says the halacha of the lender on the security is like a shemesacha. The Beleza holds that the malva is not chayav when you lose the mashkin. So, but why is that a proof not like a Beleza? Lukma bishtar. Why don't you just say it's more of a document? That Rebbe Elazar agrees, as Rashi says in that case. Obviously, the Afi Elazar in the Moida Elo Shaloi B'Shah Salva must be like what we're saying. Not like Rashi B'Shat. He only agrees when the shtar is just like a simon for that. But that's not the criterion. It's only if it's not during the time of the law. Now, Miu, however, Yesh L'Taritz, what you could answer for Rashi is the Elveil Mashkin. But the when the you can't really say to ask on Rashi to say that because the words giving a loan on security mashavolishta sounds like without a document, so it wouldn't be a valid way according to Rashi's pshat to answer that. Oh, that's widishta. Void. Moreover, is the imasnit may bishtar if the mishnah was talking about widishta, lahava polg Rabbi Huda. So then, Rabbi Huda wouldn't disagree. The Amma that he says, Alveya Mois, who lends the money to Shermachinam, that he's a unpaid custodian. The Layachlik Arab Beleza Rabbi Kiva, because then he wouldn't disagree with, it's not logical that he would disagree with Beleza Rabbi Kiva, that you tell me Rabbi Beleza agrees to him in such a situation, that Allah is like Shemesacha. So that's another reason why the Gemara couldn't say Toma Mil Bishtar, because then you really wouldn't disagree, as he does in the Mishnah, to say it's a Shermachinam. Continuous cases of Bahag Rabbi Yehuda going in the halachas gedolos of Rabbi Yehuda going. Nami Mashma also sounds like that the seifa, the halveyu b'shtar, that the case that we say lend them with a document, i.e. shaloi b'shasavah, like Taisa was saying that specifically it was not during the time of the loan, because the Muki explains how the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak that Rabbi Yitzchak halacha the balchayv kren mashkin that the creditor acquires the security, and the davka shaloi b'shasavah only if it was not during the time of the loan. But it was the time of the loan, like Kanye had unacquired. Hainu Dafka, he says, oh, that's specifically Bishtar, when this document, because the Kivin Dikishtar, since it's a document, the Sunnacha Mashkin is not relying on the security, Elashtar, only on the document. A Bishtar without a document, yeah, a Philip Bishar Savah, Kanye, even at the time of the loan, he would acquire the Mashkin, and it'd be a paid custodian. Bishle Bishar Savah, and not during the time of the loan, Habashem Mesachar, then he's a paid custodian, Avagav the Ikishtar, even when there is a document, because most definitely he is relying on the security in that type of situation. If that's the case, so then the case of the Sefer, the Alveil Bishtar, Irish, Lebishah Savah, must be talking about that it's, you have to say that it's talking about that Rabbi Lez agrees that if the lender loses the Mashkin, he's going to lose his debt. Must be talking about that he was collected the mashkin not at the time of the loan, because the b'shas salvah because at the time of the loan le'ibin ma'isav he wouldn't lose his money because the ashtar samach is actually relying on the document like we said not on the security. Now mashu return lema and just that the bihudoi going wants the heicha delek ashtar that when there's no document kani acquires a fila b'shas salvah even if it's the time of the loan limit time to Yitzchak. Not coming from Rabbi Yitzchak, because the truth of the Kola Ari El Shalei B'Shah Saldoah, the pasuk is not talking about, but if it's not during the time of the loan, Elakani. Rather, the reason why you would acquire is would be midishmuel, would be from the halacha of Shmuel that the Gemara brings on the Pei Beis. And the going hold the halacha like Shmuel, the halacha like Shmuel, and the halacha like Rabbi Yosef, as we'll see in the next talk. Next, that's not to begin with the words Gemara. The Gemara rejects that you can't explain the words of our Mishnah, the halacha that someone lends on securities like a Shemesachar, that they took the security not during the term of the loan, and that the Braisa that has the Machlekes Rav Elazar ben Akiva, the halacha of Malbal Mashkin is when you take the Mashkin at the time of the loan, because both the Braisa and the Mishnah, the wording is Halveil Mashkin. So it sounds like it's talking about the same type of situation. So says to Isis Mashma, it sounds like the Malbal Chavere al Hamashkin, that when you say that you're lending your friend on security, that Mashma, it sounds like that's B'shas Halva. That would be at the time of the loan. And that's what we're saying, that both of them say the same thing. It says, this is betame, it's a wonder. Why? Because the Pekah Shalechim getting off Lam Zayim and out of Kamar, the Gemara tells us, now we're learning the Mishnah, Malves Chaveh Alamashkin, someone lends his friend on security. And if a Meister Shtoyis of Lebezin, or if someone gives up his documents to the court, in Mishamet, Shemitah does not cancel it. If Arash Hassam, the Gemara explains it with the Malves Alamashkin, that in Mishamet, why if you lend on security, does Shemitah not cancel? Mishnah Dekan Lem Rebbe Yitzchak, because he acquires it, it's not collecting anymore, it's already collected from the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, the law comes, Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't say his halacha, elish l'bishas halva, so only not during the time of the loan. V'alamashkin mashma, but the wording on the security sounds like, that's a l'bishas halva, asai, and the mishamet, that even during the time of the loan, it doesn't cancel. That's how we understand this. Sometimes we can say, the kimish l'bishas halva, konile l'gamri, that since that Rav Yitzchak is teaching us this halacha that of Shalei B'Shasava, so B'Shasava Nami, so during the time of the loan also, the lack of kinin, El Shibud, where there is no kinin, there's only a Shibud, Olam Shibud de L'Chashev, so then that Shibud itself is enough to consider at least the Leisha L'Ficha B'Yadecha, meaning that this is not considered as part of the violation, but the Pasuk says, V'Yishir L'Cha Esachicha Deshamit, because it's not what it's what's in your hands, that wouldn't be considered, at least in regards to the halacha of collection. It says Taisis that v'chem per kol shah. So to for the Gemara Pesachim, the Flamer Alf and Mabez, you could explain Gav Yisrael shehel lo nachi al chametzah. Talk about a Jew that lends to the non-Jew on his own on his chametz. In other words, that the chametz of the nachi is a mashkin. So the Jew has the security of the non-Jew's chametz. So Ivalov. So he violates the Isra of having chametz of a Pesach. Because the Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, that now like as if he acquired it and it's his own chametz. Kamin Hasam, like the Gemara says over there. So Hasam Nami. There also Kivin Shalib Shas Kani. Since when it's not during the time of the loan, it's an actual acquisition. So Hani Shibude. So it's at least going to be effective, the lien that he has, b'shah salva, that he does during the time of the loan, l'chashav k'shal Yisrael, to be considered at least that of the Jew, at least in the to be considered as if the violation of the halach of Isra Chametz on the Pesach, at least in that regard. V'chein nachri, shavali Yisrael al chametzai, so to regarding a non-Jew that lends to a Jew on the Jew's chametz, ilav de nachri mi Yisrael, meaning, because the Gemara actually says that he doesn't acquire it, but if not for that svara, lohayanasa, you're right, then it wouldn't be forbidden. Af mishkan b'shasal v'asai, d'loikani. Even if the security was taken during the time of the loan, where there's no kinyan, because kivin d'shalib b'shasal v'asai, the same svara, because since at not during the time of the loan, havakani, he would have actually acquired it. So b'shasal v'anami, so when the security is taken at the time of the loan also, have olim shibudi denachri, it would have strengthened the lien of the non-Jew, shalei tzachlavari, that the Jew would actually not have to get rid of it. And that's not actually the case, but if that would have been like that. Now, the Yisrael, although it's owned by the Jew, but Karin Be Shalcha, but Mikamakam, however, Min Afke Kura Melo Yimatze, from the fact that it's not going to be considered as Lo Yimatze, Lemechad, Lekishimatze, Lelegami, it's only a problem when it's totally available for the Jew. Now, since that there would be a strong lean from the non-Jew. Like Chashav Matzeh, it would make it as Yematzeh, as available then. So it would not have been a violation. V'achinami, I mean, Perkam in the Vesachim, this is what the Gemara says in Vesachim, and that Vav and Aleph, Yichel Lebayis, they designated for him a house, for the non-Jew, Ein Zakeh Lebayis does not have to get rid of his chametz. Avagam v'chashav v'gam v'kishal Yisrael, even though it's considered totally of the Jews, since he accepted responsibility. Since he does need a place for the non-Jew in the matzah, so it's not found by him. So any lacking in matzah is not a violation of lay matzah, and therefore it would not have been a violation, again, based on the principle, because the lien of the non-Jew, even if the non-Jew would not have acquired it, again, because since like we make this comparison of what it is, so we would have said, at least it would have been a strengthening of the shibud, even without a kinyan.